USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The heat is on for millions of Americans this week. Heat advisories remain in effect for folks from Philadelphia up to Boston, with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s and humidity making it feel like well over 100 degrees. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is introducing legislation that would ban federal mask mandates. The new bill aims to prevent federal agencies from requiring masks on commercial airlines, public transit, and in public schools. This, as White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, President Biden will be once again masking up now that his wife tested positive for COVID on Monday.
Since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Lee is continuing to intensify. It's now packing winds of around 70 miles an hour. The tropical storm is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane later this week before reaching Category 4 status by Saturday. The system is moving west-northwest and could impact the Eastern Caribbean, including the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico. In perhaps the biggest steal outside of fantasy football, Fox Sports announced that Patriots legend and arguably the best player in NFL history, Tom Brady, will be joining their ranks as an analyst after the 2023-2024 season. Brady decided to take a year off and said he is on track to join Kevin Burkhardt in the booth for the 2024 season. This is USA News.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
States around the country are dealing with an influx of illegal immigrants, something 2024 Republican presidential primary candidate Will Hurd says is primarily due to bad policy in Washington. The former Texas congressman joins Fox News.
Other states around the country are starting to see the issue that we've been dealing with in Texas and Arizona has been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. This is a policy issue, and it starts with stop treating everybody as an asylum seeker.
According to a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post, a significant majority of Americans, roughly three-quarters, believe that Joe Biden is too old to hold the office of the president. The survey found that 73% of respondents agreed with the phrase, too old to run for president, somewhat accurately describes Biden. This sentiment was shared by two-thirds of Democrats as well. House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others as part of investigations into Hunter Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Mayorkas along with three other DHS employees and two Secret Service staffers. On Monday, President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to former Army helicopter pilot Larry Taylor for his actions during the Vietnam War. Taylor ended up flying over 2,000 combat missions while he was in Vietnam. Tim Berg, USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
The client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.